Ladies and gentlemen, meet the meteorologist. Pat, how are you this morning?
I'm doing just fine. Some places getting a little snow, huh, Marshall?
Did you see my video?
No.
Go to my Facebook page. There's about an inch of heavy, wet snow, and It all fell on my way this morning. I'm telling you, the road, Pat, it was unbelievable because it was a wet snow.
Right.
And it was slippery as all get out and go. I couldn't believe it. I left my house and it was snowing and there was just a little bit, but it picked up in intensity for about a 30-35 minute period. And we've got school delays, 2-hour delays throughout our immediate tri-state area.
Well, yeah, this morning when I was composing the forecast, there was a little bit of each. So I figured the easiest way to circumvent the problem is to say rain and or wet snow ending, because that's it. I mean, I would say everywhere, now we're talking up through the Berkshires too, that will all taper off and end before noon. A little sun this afternoon, mid-40s, so whatever falls will melt. Tonight, mid and upper 30s, cloudy. For tomorrow, cloudy, mid-40s. There could be a shower around tomorrow, rain shower. Thursday, not bad. Sunny clouds, 45 to 50. Friday, milder, mid-50s. But showers will develop in the afternoon. Now, it looks like there'll be a little sun on Saturday, but I am not at all comfortable with the situation thereafter. In fact, I did not look at the aura this morning, but I can tell you of the other models I looked at, I see a second low forming on the front that's going to be coming through here on Friday. And I think that can mess things up for the weekend. So now, as I have Marshall on the phone, I am looking to see what the aura does. And by golly, let's see, this is valid for Saturday morning. The aura shows a low in Tennessee. And then they bring it into the mid-Atlantic and they have rain approaching us by Saturday night. And they have the rain-snow line is the cutoff of precip. That goes across the Berkshires Sunday morning. Nothing north of that. And out it goes. So that's how they're playing it, which would put us in the possibility of some rain or wet snow Saturday night into early Sunday. Hmm. That's what I'm thinking. But at least the euro is picking it up, because the only other model that is suggesting it is the Canadian. And, that's always a problem. I'm just curious to see how much the European model gives us. Ha! I'm sorry. That's the wrong one. They give us a quarter inch. So if it does come in Saturday night into Sunday morning and we get a quarter inch liquid, that could mean anywhere from 1 to 3 inches of wet snow.
Now, what date did I pick for snow?
You picked the 22nd.
This morning, with the snow we got,
right,
it's not widespread enough for me to win. Again, even for this, because there are people in Torrington that said, snow, what snow, where? So it's got to be a widespread snow. It's got to go. It's got to go basically from like Torrington, Connecticut, up to Great Barrington, then like over to the Mid Hudson Valley. And,
you could still win this if it snows Saturday night and Sunday.
Yeah,
you realize that?
I'm in the game. I'm in the game.
You're definitely not out of the game. And the euro, ladies and gentlemen, is forecasting rain Wednesday night into Thanksgiving morning. Rain, not snow. But that's not a surprise to me because, as you know, I was forecasting on the long range.
Yep.
I was forecasting rain around Thanksgiving time. So I'm not too shocked by that. But that's about it. So a relatively quiet pattern. Nothing to really write home about. It's relatively quiet. Nice and easy, sitting back, relax, enjoy it. And I wish we'd have a little more sunshine, but we're in the period now for New England where sunshine is a commodity, and you know, most of the time it's just good and gray.
Well, all I can say is that it's November 19th. We've had temperatures in the single digits already. And now we've had a couple of little bouts of like 1 inch, half inch of snow.
Right.
And it's not even close to, I mean, we're still a week away, a week and 10 day, whatever, away from Thanksgiving. It's ridiculous.
And Thanksgiving is late this year. Yeah. So, everybody's going to be cramming to get stuff in. I know I was thinking, you know, of at least trying to get my Christmas decorations outside. I wouldn't light them, but at least get them up when the weather's mild. However, I don't see anything too cold coming down the pike. So I'm not going to, I'm not going to worry about that. That's for sure. But I do have that to do. I'm doing some Christmas shopping, most of which is online. So I'm getting that done. And, cleaning up here in the weather center, too.
So how's Shirley doing?
She's doing just fine. She really is. She's asleep now, which is where I should be. I watched Dancing with the Stars last night.
Why do you like to penalize yourself for that?
Yeah, I know. You notice I haven't been talking about it much?
Yeah.
You notice that? Back in the good old days, remember I used to talk about it every week. Well, you know, it's down to five couples. And you know, the five couples are all good. Now, one of the guys there is an actor. He's got five kids. And last night when he did the Paso Doble, I think it was the Paso Doble, I don't remember. They said his timing went off from time to time. I thought from the get-go that this man, it's Van Deer, you know Van Deer.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I thought he was going to be able, I thought he was a contender to win this. That's how good I think he is. So his timing was a little off. So they penalized him, the judges, they gave him an 8. And Tom said, when he does his second dance, we'll talk about the trauma that he faced. I'm saying, okay, let's see what happened now. So when he came up to the second dance, his wife lost the baby this week. So, and he was crying. It was very sad. He said he never thought he was going to be dancing last night, but his wife asked him to dance and he was dancing for her. And his second dance was so much better. They gave him 9s. He was the guy that was sent home.
Well, that's nice. I hope they slept well.
Yeah. He was the guy that was sent home. I think that other one should have been sent home. I forgot her name.
Is this the thing Sean Spicer's in?
Yes. He's gone.
Oh, thank God.
Thank God. Yeah. He was terrible. The one that was the Miss America. She's dancing with, I forgot who she's dancing with. But anyhow, she wasn't the best. And if anything, she should have gone home last night. But you know what it is? They came down to 2 in the bottom, that according to the viewers. And then they put it over to the judges. And they said, out of these two couples, which one would you like to stay? And all three judges picked the other couple and sent him home.
Like I said, I hope they sleep well. I hope they had indigestion after they ate that night.
I watch the show because I love dancing. Otherwise, it needs changes. If they're going to continue, in my opinion, it needs to be changed. It's just too much of the same old thing. You know, over and over and over and over again. Everything has to be changed around. We'll see what happens. I mean, who am I to say? It's still on TV, and it's obviously making money, isn't it?
Yeah, I was going to say. It wouldn't be on TV if it wasn't making money. That,
right, especially it's owned by Disney, you know, so you know them. They don't gamble in anything that doesn't make money.
That's exactly right.
It's so true.
All right, so we just got to get through this morning, and I already made it through this morning, so... I go home. No trip to New York today. No trip to New York. No trip.
Oh, you're not going yet?
Nah. Push the negatory button. If it were up to me, I had a full studio at my house and I could do it, I would just stay in my house now until springtime. Never come out.
See, you'd be like the bears. You'd hibernate.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
That's exactly right.
That's what you would do, huh?
If I could.
How would you get your food?
I'd order in.
You'd order in. He's got it made, folks. Well, at least he thinks he does.
That's what I'd do if I could.
Right.
All right. Jill wouldn't let me do that, though. All right, Pat, I will speak to you tomorrow morning.
That sounds good. Stay dry, stay warm, and Wednesday it is.
All right. Take care, Pat.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.